This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.
Welcome to a place called Foley Woods.
This place is in the Mudgeonry Woodlands.
As we walk about the forest, we might find the Carousel course.
Storytellers, poets, and ramblers passing through.
After so many months indoors, we thought we should spend some time outside.
In nature, relaxing, feeling free.
So come with us on a ramble through the trees. My name's Fran.
I'm Christian.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Welcome to Foley Woods. Look over there, it's the Carousel Chorus.
I'm going to have a listen.
Hi everyone, this is Eleanor Ree reading Summer Ease to Me. What is summer to me? Living free, as Morcheeba may say, the queen of summery passion and musical bliss. Until me gets bored of it. Like everything, still the charm of it, the living and loving it in the momentness of it, is charming, right? Momentary, every moment matters. Means something. Well, yeah, sort of. Cringy. But yeah, you know that moment. These moments of poetry matter. They are magical. They make living life livable. My senses love the heat, the warmth, the smell of honeysuckle as I stroll to the beach, beaten beach. See ya, the summery, summer, seasonal, season is waiting for me. Annually, there's always at least a glimpse of lovely, honey, sweet, warm, relaxed, summery summer. Me loves her. Enjoy life when you can, says my mind, like a bee buzzing on a constant ruminating hummer. On repeat, again and again, like a doorbell buzzer. Because existence doesn't last forever, larking in the sunshine or in the dark. Eat ice cream or cheese on toast, summer or spring. Autumn or winter, God's story reflecting every year. Or whoever's up there in control, spouting leaves, orange leaves crunching as the sun shines on us, lighting the fire of love, reaching to us from above. Lanterns or candles, flowers or potpourri, sunglasses or swimming goggles, sand or sea. Love yourself and your tastes, your likes and dislikes, express to you however you may be. Responsibly. You're always capable of happiness, you see. That's to me a life you live successfully. Alive success ambitiously art makes soon. Now that's the aim. As soon as I get home, I'll make art a start and carry on stimulating my mind ambitiously. Love life, the end. That's me, the end. One more thing. That peanut butter chocolate's my fave ice cream. I'd recommend it for me and you if you have the same taste as me. See ya. Eleanor Reed. Over and out.
Roots, water, shoots, sun. 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 Roots, water, shoots, sun.
Seeds,
Roots, water, shoots, sun.
That was another song by the Carousel Chorus. Look over there, it's Yazin Selsin. Let's have a listen.
I love the woods. It's my preferred space. I grew up near woods, and I've also my parents' house is near woods, and they stretch for miles back, and you can see over London. I really enjoy just getting totally away, though, from the city and being close to nature. It makes me feel very calm and creative and rested and zoned out in the nature zone, yeah. And, you know, I like seeing all the different flowers and wildlife varieties. Yeah, I'm a bit of a tree hugger, really, I guess. You know, favourite trees, that kind of thing. Metamorphosis. Scarlet bleed sunset. Scorched out atmospheres. Follow the vision, horizon. Variegated luminosity. Leave city in swoons and brews that linger in aftertaste. Sweet sour morsels. Relish treasured remembrances. Metamorphosis. Non-stasis, drive through country lane, dark, enfold in viscous dark like a hidden eclair. Drips saccharine around us. Nouvelle, savour the present on the retina. Does not overlast. Glimpse in particles. Far from shade, minutize similarities, compound in complex formation. To testify, all experiences exist in some form. Matter transfixed, never lost, never destroyed. Catechistic change, catechistic dimensional shifts occur. Fundamentals remain, charge of life force, this journey of nature and the universal flux, trust. We are eternal, stare to ocean, realise, transfixed. Acquiesce in remorseless sighs that carry the essence of self. Remember this, bliss, metamorphosis.
I like being in the woods as it's freedom, because there's no one around me. I especially like going into the woods and having to sit down and going for a wander, and it's very peaceful and quiet.
I like going into the woods because it's quiet and peaceful and tranquil. You feel refreshed.
So you could hear stumble trip.
You could hear footsteps.
That the paths are uneven.
Trip hazards.
Yeah, trip us, it's like falling in the mud. You could see stinging nettles. I love hearing the birds in the trees because it sounds relaxing.
Yeah, I like the countryside, listening to birds, smelling the fresh air.
I like roses, buttercups and daisies and bluebells. It did affect Mummy because I was really stressed and that was stressed that day. After I went, I felt less stressed.
This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is. This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is. This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is. This is what freedom looks like. This is what freedom sounds like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what freedom is.
That's the end of our visit to Foley Woods. I love being in the woods. I love the quiet and the flowers.
Now it's time to leave Foley Woods and get back to the bustling city. Thanks to Shona, Hannah, Ewan, Susanna, Ben and Fran from the Carousel Chorus.
Thanks to Eleanor Ree and Yasin Celestine for their poems. We will return to Foley Woods soon. We hope you have time to pass by.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
Radio. You're listening to Carousel Radio. Yeah, so my name is Dominic James McMahon. I'm actually 32 years old and I'm based in Crawley, UK. I found Carousel Radio via Grace Air Friendship and I've been working with those guys for about a year now. And they help people with disabilities, you know, find friendship and be able to talk to people, which is a real plus. Ever since I signed up to Grace Air, I've had a confidence boost. My confidence has improved so much. I've written something about myself alongside Jenny from Grace Air, who helped me edit it. And you're going to hear all about my story. I wrote my story because it helps me deal with some of these issues I've had in the past with my schizophrenia and stuff like that. And I hope people find it interesting. Devil Made Me Do It by Dominic James McMahon. My name is Dominic. I was born in Crawley Hospital 1988 with Nurse Shabinsky. When I was at year one in school, the teacher said there was nothing wrong with me. But in year three, I had one horrible teacher who did think there was something wrong with me, that I was naughty. But the truth is, the person being naughty was her. I made a picture in art of three lemons. It was a minimal piece of art that Andy Warhol would have been proud of. She said it was a piece of boop. I never forgot that, and I still haven't forgotten. After this, I saw no reason to behave. I was in the back of the classroom feeling annoyed. I was irritating one of the other pupils, so they told the teacher. I told the teacher that someone else was making me behave, and someone else was, but I blamed it on a funny voice called Devil, because he was always telling me to misbehave.
I'm Devil?
He was a high-pitched cartoony voice in my head who often told me to do things. Usually the things Devil told me to do were naughty. I could also visualize Devil in my head. He had a funny grey hat on. He would tell me who to make it in tag, and one time he made me eat some crab apples off a tree in the schoolyard. Some of the other pupils were naughty too, and that influenced me to misbehave. But when I would go off on my own, the voice would start making suggestions. I had another voice that was my own conscience. My conscience used to tell Devil off for this behavior. The conscience sounded like my voice. Devil, stop. But most of the time I listened to Devil. I needed conscience to balance things out. And it wasn't just Devil. At night in my room, these other things would come. I used to see these things called easies that looked like upside down water bottles with pig shaped noses. These easies came out at night to attack me when I fall asleep at about 8 p.m. I also had a toy rocking horse and it came to life. Jeffrey the evil rocking horse was another recurring nightmare I had, but he was actually in my room. I busted my lip on this horse once. I'm pretty sure he did it on purpose. Maybe that is where things went wrong in this relationship. But it was because of the stress of what the teacher had said to me that I was upset. The nightmares used to emerge just before I went to sleep. Devil would have an argument with conscience every night. But Devil was also my mate. He used to help me stand up to the teacher. There was a general vibe that we didn't get on. She did not like this and she told me off a lot. Then the horrible teacher told me I was schizophrenic because I was hearing voices. I wasn't diagnosed with this though. She reported me and told my mum to get me to see a psychiatrist. There's a problem with Dominic. I've asked him to behave himself. Someone was telling him in his head to misbehave. This made me feel quite upset about the situation, but at the time I didn't really understand what was going on. They took me to the school psychiatrist who said there was nothing wrong with me. And after that, the voices were quiet. I got my conscience to banish Devil. I realized I didn't need Devil anymore. I met a lot more horrible teachers after that, in school, at work, and in life. I'm proud of myself because I still got my GCSEs and A-levels, and I also got a degree in music at uni. Don't let the Devil drag you down.
That was a piece by Dominic J. McMahon.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
New Carousel music. The Black Ballers' debut EP is out now on Bandcamp. Three super musical multi-instrumentalists, Daniel, Luke and Thomas, create lyrically quirky, sparkling pop music.
The trio grew from a carousel talent search funded by Youth Music Foundation and in partnership with St John's College, Brighton, where they were learners and during a series of workshops, the Black Ballers were formed.
Carousel took the band under their wing and is helping to develop the band's profile through music production and recordings.
The band came together during breaks in the restrictions to record their parts for their debut album. The album was produced and released by Fairground Records, a division of learning disability arts organisation Carousel. Here is the lead track from the debut album by the Black Ballers, which you can buy on Bandcamp.
Sing along to the music.
Bachelor's Party Fusion by the Black Ballers. Available now on Bandcamp.
Carousel Radio.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to the Black Ballers. They were terrific.
Thanks to Dominic McMahon.
For more information on Carousel projects, visit carousel.org.uk or check our social media feeds at Carousel Art UK. We'll be back in September with a new show.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.